Hello, everybody. It's Stu Smith and Jeff Nichols here with the Tactical Fitness Report. And what we're going to do now is talk a little bit about the next step of what to do when your day is done. So previous Tactical Fitness Report, we talked about wound care, foam rolling, icing, you know, things to do during selection at the day end of the day that you have a few hours to help recover from that day as well as prepare for the next day. But what's the number one recovery tool?
Sleep. Yep. Number one performance enhancing opportunity.
So we're going to talk about on this one what not to do, you know, when you're getting ready to go to sleep, and you know what to do. Maybe set up a certain ritual that you have. And I personally think that ritual that starts at the end of the day is a great way to start your daily ritual before you go to sleep. So you take a shower, you get cleaned up, you put on your compression garments, you ice yourself, you check your wounds, you know, whatever order you want to put that in. And then you start getting ready to sleep. And there are some things that you should do to do that. We'll talk about those first. Yep. So what is it that you like to do? I mean, even then or especially now, you know, that, you know, as you age, you definitely need good sleep.
Yeah, so. For sure. And, you know, so the thing too is like, I look at everything as a domino effect, and it goes all the way back to what we're talking about, you know, with, okay, what snacks am I eating? Don't skip meals. And then that transition into when the day is done, what do? Improve gut health. And then it now their phases. And so the phase we're on, and look at the domino that's about to fall. Before we talk about sleep, even it's like, I want to put myself in a state to receive sleep. And one of the things, again, I can encourage you, and I know Stu and I have touched on this before, is I don't care what it does, the brand doesn't matter, but have a couple of really, really nice hoodies, beanies, have some really super comfortable sweatpants, right? Really good soft socks to wear with your Birkenstocks or flip flops or whatever you're going to do. And just be comfortable and warm as much as you can, because especially when you get cold feet and cold toes, right? So we're talking about foot care. You don't want cold toes. You don't want vasoconstriction when you're trying to get blood into those toes to heal the blisters and the tendons and ligaments. So warm feet and even warm hands. I'm not saying walk around in winter gloves, but a lot of sweatshirts now have the thumb hole, okay? Yeah. You know, obviously, hoodies have the pockets. Get comfortable, okay? And so then that we're going to talk about transitioning into sleep is that a couple things. I'm going to get him on. We got to have him on. Kirk Parsley.
Oh, yeah.
He was the senior medical officer for Naval Social Warfare. Yeah. They all thought he was fucking crazy years ago. When I say they, I'm talking about chain of command at WARCOM. They all thought this crazy SEAL doctor was trying to hawk his bullshit medicine. And here's the deal. Kirk Parsley is light years ahead of everyone.
And all he wanted to do is get people to sleep.
That's it. And so take a look at him. Dr. Kirk Parsley, he did a TED talk. He's got a website, man. He is such a good dude. So I believe he's the first person I've ever heard use the term of sleep hygiene.
Yeah, you're right.
I think, you know, I don't think you can trademark that phrase, but he's the first person, and I heard this in 2006, 2005, right before I came to the command. He was out there going from platoon space to platoon space saying, hey, guys, man, you need magnesium. And we're like, who the fuck is this guy?
Yeah.
And it's funny because that ignorant young team guy's like, shh, I'm bulletproof, man. I don't need that crap. But now, and get to know him over the years, I'm like, God, I'm like punching myself in the face going, man, I wish I would have listened to you, doc. So we're going to talk a little bit about sleep hygiene a little bit. Stu and I are going to bounce some ideas off ourselves and such and say, okay, so here's the deal is we, first of all, we want to address the environment. And Stu and I talked a little bit of this off camera of there's a couple things that are paramount for sleep. Okay. It's, what ambient noise is going on, the temperature of the room, the humidity of the room, okay, and then light exposure. And so I'll start it off by just saying, you know, depending on where your barracks room is facing, Mine happened to be facing the courtyard that was facing the ocean. There are some guys that face across the Strand into Coronado Bay and the Bay Bridge, which is a little bit brighter, but it's really pretty dark there, you know? And so that we want a dark, cool environment. Now with the ocean humidity being ideal, and that's a crazy thing, is Coronado from an environment standpoint is literally as close to perfect as you're going to get. It's cool at night. It's the waves crashing has that good deep bass ambient noise. It's humid from the salty air. And also the environment of buds is you're pooped. You shouldn't be hungry or, you know, again, all those things we talked about. So that's the big thing, is like the environment's great. And I'll let Stu kind of touch on his thoughts on that.
Yeah, I have found that I definitely need dark. So if for some reason you can't get your room dark because you got a lot of light outside of it, try to get some shutters or you know, the drape or whatever, you know, rolling. Damn, I can't remember. Shutter.
Blinds.
Blinds. Yeah. So thick ones too. So, you know, so it really keeps it dark.
The blackout ones. Yeah.
Or, you know, a mask, you know, something that just keeps it up. And that will help you sleep a little bit. You know, the ambient noise is great. If for some reason you can't hear it, you know, there are little ambient noise makers that you can do. You probably buy an app. Put it on your phone and go to sleep to that.
A fan. A lot of people use fans, but I found the ocean being really, really cathartic.
Yeah. Fans are great. I usually have a fan and just pitch black, dark room.
I have instead of a fan now in all my rooms, I'm almost in every room, including my son's in the spare rooms. It doubles. I have air purifiers.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are great too. Yeah.
And so here's one thing I'm going to jump in here, and I want to really urge you guys to do this. For me, I was the luckiest person, I think, as the roommate that basically I ended up with, his routine was just like mine, right? And I know guys that like were always switching roommates and stuff because they're like, well, so-and-so always likes to sleep with the TV on, or so-and-so stays up late, or so-and-so this. So when you get the buds, it's funny because Stu and I are talking to like five of his guys are currently like in third phase together. And they knew each other the whole time through. So you might have that case where you know somebody, but the likelihood it's not. So you're not going to hurt anyone's feelings by going, hey, who here like likes dark and quiet? Just audit. Find somebody. Go, hey, man, you want to be roommates. The chances are they're going to quit, but it doesn't matter. Then you're For me, I had the same roommate from the moment I showed up to pre-buds till we graduated.
Oh, nice.
It was awesome. And so like we still to this day, like friends, you know, so get it. If you can pick your roommate. Okay. And then, we talked again, I'm sorry. We talked about, you know,
and you'll get to know them from pre-buds, you know, now the whole class moves together from boot camp to buds. So you'll get to know people and you can figure all that stuff out. But you know, it really is. It is true. The key is to get into some form of ritual. And one thing that can really distract your ritual is too much of this.
Yeah. Crazy because, you know, neither have I experienced that. And what a distraction that would be, right?
Yeah.
So, again, we'll get into that here in a minute of what electronics do to you. But, you know, as far as the barracks is concerned, I can't do, and I'll be honest with you, I have tried so much to duplicate the sleeping environment that I had at Bud's, specifically the noise, and you can't because of that. Those waves crashing, you can feel it.
Yeah, that's
It's not
true.
Loud. It's just, for me, man, it put me to sleep. And no, like, sound of waves on my radio or phone ever can duplicate it.
Yeah.
But the thing is it totally not by design. Coronado is the world's greatest place to sleep.
You know what? I love that place.
Yeah. You know? It's even to this day when I go back and visit California, I typically go to Coronado and spend a night or two because it's, I don't know, there's something about that place that just makes me comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you're just so damn tired too, and it's really easy to fall asleep, but there is something to be said about it, you know, because
sleep quality,
sleeping on a beach, because we have a, you know, beach house we go to, and you're exactly right. You know, you just
something about it.
The whole thing puts you to sleep. It's wonderful.
Yeah. So let's jump into, let's talk about some other sort of sleep hygiene distraction. Let's, you know, go ahead and Stu, jump into electronics. We kind of already talked about it, right?
Yeah. You know what? Too much of this, you know, an hour before you're trying to go to sleep, you know, within an hour before you go and try, and some will say even longer, yeah. You know, you should probably put your phone away, but you know, it is difficult to do, especially when you're still communicating with people, you know, that are 3 hours earlier than you on the East Coast.
Yeah.
People are going to be texting you in the middle of the night because it's 9 o'clock their time, but it's midnight your time. Yeah. You know, so the best thing to do is just turn it off and just not worry about any of those kind of communications.
What I remember is, again, I was, again, infancy of mobile technology. The people that were on the barrack side facing the Coronado Bay Bridge had service. Those of us facing inward of the ocean did not. So you had to actually leave your room, walk around facing, you know, beautiful view, looking at the Coronado Bay Bridge. That's the only place I could get service, all of us. Because it was funny, like at the end of the day.
That's funny.
We'd all like, you know, we all go eat together, come back. And, you know, just that's the thing about Buds I remember. And I know the memory's got to be the same for you, Stu, is like Buds sucked at times. But even at the moment, in retrospect, what a great experience that was, man. Like just because these little things that, you know, reminiscent about like now, I like walked around the building and there's like 35 of us on our phones talking to our families, you know. And it's just those little things that you don't experience anywhere else. You know, it really takes these group of strangers and turns you into people you would gladly die for.
Oh yeah. Yeah. They're,
you know, so, and then, you know,
And
that's the thing is you build such a bond with them where it was the first time, cause I've been through college and dorm life and you're just always in conflict. Like, hey mother, turn your radio down or whatever. At Buds, it was like, hey man, would you mind? Like, yep, no problem. There was so little conflict because you were all like struggling at the same thing. So I thought that was a unique thing too. But
plus you're really too tired to have any conflict.
You really are. Yeah.
But you can screw up your sleep, you know. And if you're doing stuff, you know, caffeine, you know, after dinner, I would not. Even nicotine. You know, a lot of people dip sometimes no one really smoked. I never seen any of that.
No one in my buds class smoked.
But you did have, dippers.
Yeah.
You know, and that caffeine, nicotine, you know, alcohol, you know, all of those aren't the best aids in sleeping. No. So in fact, they do just the opposite.
Yeah, for sure.
So I would avoid that. That's why
we've talked about a lot where, you know, again, we did the previous video on, you know, must have. I think must have is like we talked about foam roller, compression garment, and the buffer. A must have in sleep, again, here's the list. Again, we talked about the environment that we can control. We talked about blackout curtains, white noise, keep the ambient light down, phone away. And so here's kind of our Stu and I's list. One of the things I'm going to add to that list of must haves is the Thorn GABA and magnesium. That would be 100%. In my room to consume all the time, right?
Now, is that considered a supplement?
Well, see, that's the other side too. Here is Jeff Nichols talking out loud, saying the policy, given what it is, what, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do, but I know what I would do.
Right.
That's my thought. Because again, it's like, it's one of those things where, you know, again, when you and I were in, you know, there was things like Ultimate Orange and Fen-Phen and all these sort of things that were ephedra driven that can be a little bit dangerous.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
With magnesium and GABA, your only risk, well, with the Thorn magnesium bisglycinate, you're not going to get diarrhea.
Yeah.
But it's one of those things where you're like, there's a part of me that would almost think, and I haven't had this conversation as a pure guess, that the medical staff at Buds would approve it. Now, if they don't approve it, you do what you're going to do, but I know, and I'm not talking to you, Stu, I know you the same way, but I'm going to do what I'm going to need to do. That's really all I can say, but that's one of those sort of fine lines of, is it a supplement? Yeah. But is it, you know, doesn't have the stigma of creatine and caffeine and whatever else, right? Pro hormones. Yeah.
You know, when they came down with those supplements is when in the 90s, it started getting rampant in all sports.
Yeah.
And it was really the introduction of creatine to the supplement business, because guys were using it and not really knowing why they were using it or how to use it. And then they get dehydrated after a long day of training. And next thing you know, they're bilateral cramping on both sides of their body. Yep. They're done. You know, and it was causing a lot of problems.
And I'll keep this to 20 seconds or less. Creatine had a problem in the past because of one thing, because creatine molecule in itself oxidizes. So they've got to bond something to it, organic chemistry. They got to bond something to make it shelf stable. What they were bonding to it was silica, it's sand, glass, high carbon. That high carbon bonded to the creatine gave you a lot of GI distress, which then gave you diarrhea, which then gives you dehydration. Now you don't find that, you know, especially the thorn and some of the NSF stuff that Cytosport and other people's, it's not bound to, a lot of times it's bound to potassium and sodium. So now you have an electrolyte because it's shelf stable, and so you don't get the GI distress. So creatine isn't the issue. It's what they chemically bonded it to keep it shelf stable.
That's a good point.
That's why you use thorn. Thorn isn't bound to any of that crap, and you won't get GI distress. But understanding Buds took that position for the right reason.
Sure.
And just the fallout was creatine. You weren't taking creatine, and it wasn't creatine's fault. It was the crap they were bonding to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, and so again, so we talked about the magnesium and so forth. And so the next piece of like, okay, things I'm going to definitely have, and I'm going to tell you this, and I know you've heard it, but I can't emphasize it enough. You know, you're not going to be able to buy your mattress. I mean, you probably technically could, but that's not necessary. You can buy a good, and Stu already talked about it, maybe taking your thunder. You can get a really good, like, memory foam topper.
Yep, that's all you need.
And here's the big thing for me, aside from that, get really good cotton sheets. Get a really good breathable comforter, lightweight, but warm or whatever. And do not, I mean, I'm talking like, go on the quest. When you get to Coronado and you're checking into Buds, go to Macy's, go to the high-end department stores and find the world's greatest pillows.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Don't overlook. Don't, I mean, you got to look at that bed going, this right here is my rejuvenation tank.
Yeah.
Spoil yourself. Right. And I know a lot of guys, E1, E2, 3, don't have a whole lot of money. And I say Macy's, I say those sort of things. The other side, like TJ Maxx, right? Or you have the, was it the Nordstrom Rack, right? Yeah. So really high-end stuff in it in. You do, you're going to pay for bedding. Jesus, the bedding I just actually got in my bed, I saw it on Instagram. It's like called like Holy Cloud or something.
I mean, oh, I saw that.
Holy moly.
You like it, huh?
It's that's my go-to now. And so it's my point is simply put, don't skimp on bedding, folks. Do not spoil yourself when it comes to sleep. It will pay off. I guarantee you it will.
Yeah. Yeah. And one thing too is, I mean, it's, you're going to have to get comfortable living with sand because you can't get the sand off of you.
Yeah.
So your bed's going to have some sand in it. If you can get as much sand out of your bed as possible, I highly recommend it. You know, have some kind of a brush system or shake it out every night, because you're going to have sand on you anyway. Yeah. But if you can take out things that can aid in your discomfort, then I would definitely try to do that.
Here's one of those again. Maybe we're going to do a future one on kind of like funny stories or tricks. I won't get into it too much about some of those like bedroom tricks to like keep things really clean. One of the things my roommate and I did, we had this idea, and it was from a Bud student that had already been through Buds. His wife got cancer, so he basically went on sabbatical from Buds for a while. He was such a good dude, still is, man, such a good dude. But so that's why he was able to come back like a year later.
That's so nice.
He went to a carpet store somewhere in like National City or Imperial Beach or something. And he went in and got a whole bunch of just scrap carpet, and he covered his entire floor with just scrap pieces of carpet. So coming in and out, it captured all that sand. He just get it out and shake it.
Ah,
some of those little things, right? And also, because here's the thing too, is like boot camp ruined me, man. I missed carpet. I really missed it. And so we had all these different levels of carpet, like thick and furry and everything. And some had the padding on them already. And so we just lined our whole room with these just pieces of carpet. Boy, it was nice, man, being to walk around barefoot on carpet.
Yeah, that is nice.
Floor. Yeah. And so those are one of the things is you want to create this, like, when you walk into your room, it's like this cocoon of recovery.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. I never thought about it that way.
And so it started with, like, what are we sleeping on? And I did another thing, too, is, like, they actually didn't catch me until, like, the last week. I'd make, because you have to make your bed a very certain way, like the Navy standard with the folds and everything. I took a big upholstery needle and I got dental floss and I made my bed and I sewed it to my mattress. And then I came in the night, I had a really nice sleeping bag, a down sleeping bag, a big, like, 2-person one that I didn't zip myself in it, but that's what I laid into it. And I had a different pillow.
Yep. Nice.
Cause I ironed my pillow and I put the pillow away. And when I'd leave in the morning, that's the last thing I do. I'd roll up my sleeping bag, throw it in there, take my pillow that I slept in, threw it in my locker, pulled my pillow out, my
perfect pillow.
And that's how we both, my roommates and I, made our bed every night.
Love it.
And so it's like a trick, but it's funny because the last room inspection and third phase, they came in and one of the guys is just like pulled on my sheet and he's like, what the hell? He picked it up and he goes, I have never seen this. He goes, that is a fucking brilliant idea. He goes, just make sure. He goes, it's too late now. He goes, there was some mold growing on it because of humidity. So folks, be aware of that, because that human environment, really do check. When you check into your barracks, take your mattress and pick it up and go, oh shit, if there's mold, they'll get you a new mattress.
Yeah.
So be really, really aware of that. So that's
things a good point.
That you just don't think about, you know, because many of us, I mean, I lived on my own for years in college, but for many of you, you're just kind of like, oh, that's what I'm going to do. Investigate. So yeah.
Very good point. Way to sum that one up. Yeah. I never sewed my bed together, but that is a great idea. I just slept on top of a made bed.
Yeah. And that's what most people did.
Yeah. And then I took a clothes hanger and just tightened everything up.
Yeah. You know,
put it all together and then use the different pillow like you did.
It just takes a couple moments.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why I did that. I just kind of was like, man, because I didn't want to sleep. To this day, I don't sleep under like tight sheets. Like everything is just draped over my bed because I don't like my feet. But that's the thing too, is it got pretty cool in there at night. I slept good. A lot of times I would go get, I actually had a pair of, cause you can get like, go to like, now they have stores like DXL where you can get socks for size 17 feet. Like you can get smart wool socks that are like 4XL. And even on deployment in Afghanistan, that's after the ops, I'd throw on socks that are like 3 sizes too big and then just kind of roll them down so they'd stay in place. They're almost like wearing Uggs, but they were slippers.
Oh.
And so I actually was doing that. I started doing that in third phase.
Just for foot care.
Yeah. Because I was like, God, my feet are always so cold. And that's when I bought my Birkenstocks in third phase. So get some, go to REI or buy them early and get some socks that are like, go up to like Michael Phelps, size 17 feet. and then these little things you don't think about, but it's just, like I said, at the end of the day, if I could create some peace of mind, that's what I did.
Right.
So that's what you should do. So
that's a good one. Let's think, any other thing for sleeping? Cause this is really about the number one tool. Let's talk a little bit about the physiology of why sleep is so important.
Yeah.
You know, just cause we say go to sleep and everybody knows, yeah, I need to go to sleep, but here is why it is so important physiologically, what your body is doing when it sleeps.
Yeah, so there's a million things, but just kind of focusing on the recovery, the physiological recovery, you know, when you get into sleep, specifically REM sleep, that is when your body makes primarily those hormones that are necessary for mood function and healing. So
growth,
dopamine, norepinephrine, testosterone, cortisol is managed, being a negative thing. Estrogen is managed. All these, you know, your body flushing itself of the blood lactate, the creatine kinase, metabolism of food, all those sort of things. It happens in that window of slumber, because we think about, you know, I'm going to train really hard to get strong. Well, when you train really, really hard, that's when the muscle breaks down. Sleep is the only time, and I mean this literally, the only time you get true muscle recovery and healing is during sleep.
Right.
And it's due directly in part of those necessary hormones for life: testosterone, dopamine, norepinephrine, serotonin, insulin, like growth factor, human growth hormone, the luteinizing, all like it just goes on and on. And that happens during REM. That happens during sleep. So we just can't look at sleep anymore like it's something I have to do, just that, because then it comes to be like a source of stress, like, oh shit, I gotta hurry up and go to bed. I just have to go, yep. Because what, instead of that, because you're always gonna be pressed for time. The majority of the time you're gonna be pressed for time at Buzz to get to that 7 hour mark, maybe.
Yeah.
But instead of going, oh my God, I've always been getting 8-9 hours of sleep. Now, some of that will have changed because now you've been through boot camp and A school and all those sort of things. But the thing is let's focus on sleep quality, especially when, you know, obviously Hell Week, you're not going to get it. But then you have Hydro Hell Week 2 weeks later, which is just as bad. And then you have like the second phase, basically those late long days, double dives, and you're doing the surveys. And then obviously at the island, you're only going to get 4 hours of sleep for 3 weeks. Enough, you know, for anyway, so let's start focusing on quality. When we can get the quantity on the weekends, we get it. But during the week, let's focus on quantity. So we want to go, let's see what happens to the physiology. Let's stage our room. And then again, so what did I miss on the physiology side? What do you think?
No, I mean, I think that's everything that a Bud student needs to know. You know, because that's
so wound healing too. The abrasions you talked about, when does it heal? Sleep.
Yeah. Okay. All of that is requiring of sleep. So that's during the week. You know, during the weekend, you know, you can really do this to a greater level. You know, not only your sleep, you can sleep longer, but naps. You naps, you can take care of any aches and pains and wounds. Some guys go out in town and get, you know, actual massages or acupuncture, you know, if they're really starting to feel it.
You know, I do too. Is
hot tubs.
It for those of you who have never been to Coronado or San Diego, you're going to be surprised how cool it stays even in midday in Coronado, because you have that prevailing wind that always comes from the west. It can be a little bit breezy. You're like, holy crap! But you just go inland a couple miles, like
it's a damn desert.
It's really warm. So it just happened, one of my, you know, the AOIC I mentioned to you before off camera that just came from Guam, CO, his apartment, him and his wife lived at, was over in Fashion Valley. So it's in a valley. And it was always like, we'd get out there and we just sit by the pool on the weekends and just like bake like a lizard on a rock. It felt so darn good, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, on the sleep side is, I totally lost my train of thought. We were just talking about, you know, carrying, everything has got to carry over. And then on the weekend, sleep becomes a focus and caloric consumption, because this will be here. You have a total amnesty card for 7 months. If you love food and you love to eat food, but if in the, you know, especially during this training, like you got to still watch your calories because you still put on a lot of fat you don't want or body weight, not in Buds, man.
No, you can outwork your diet.
Yes, and Buds, it might be the only time in your life.
The only time I've ever been able to do it.
You just can go, I can't believe I just ate 3 Chipotle burritos, and now I'm hungry 2 hours later. And that was crazy. Like I can eat a lot of food, but the amount of calories I consumed at Buds was criminal.
Yeah, I highly recommend going to Imperial Beach.
Giant pizza king.
Yeah, you go there. You can go to Jalisco's,
family
restaurant, and get a burrito and everything else for less than $10.
It's awesome.
You roll out of there for less than $10. Clayton's is one of those joints.
Clayton's is good for breakfast.
Yep. So
there's just so much good food there, and so just don't. You should never be hungry.
Yeah.
Right. If you can help it, you're going to be hungry in Buds because you're working and you know, but it, and that's the beauty too. And you know, we talked about sleep and getting ready for it. And then, You know, the morning routine, something, a topic entirely different that we just kind of really isn't a routine. You just got to wake up and go necessarily. But preparing for sleep is, again, keep it dark, keep it cool, quiet as possible, right? Good bedding, great pillow. You have a like-minded roommate potentially, okay? The environment of Coronado is ideal for sleep because of the humidity, right? And then it's like if you can get that magnesium and GABA. So GABA specifically, you know, for a lot of us, you know, you lay in bed and can't turn the brain off. That's the value of GABA. GABA right. gets that mental sort of turns the volume down.
Right.
Whereas magnesium speaks directly to muscle skeletal, muscle relaxation, right? Insulin, all these sort of things that benefit. Magnesium is, it's becoming like the new fountain of youth, okay? Yeah. People are really going like, man, why is this working so good? And because of that reason, the research is starting to compile.
Nice. And it's electrolyte.
It most certainly is, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a big one. And then, you know, here's the other side where, you know, kind of fringing on the idea of supplements, but we'll, instead of doing this, we'll go, okay, because we'll play by the rules, but in your refrigerator, you should have at all times have some Ensure in there, right? Or if they allow Muscle Milk or Metrex, which is sold at the Surf Mart, whatever they'll allow that is a protein supplement.
Yeah.
Okay. Have that in your refrigerator for one reason, because for the most of you at some point, you'll still wake up regularly. Because to be honest, in Buds, we never really encountered dehydration for those of us that made it through, because you're always have a canteen. You really are like, I was never like, oh my God, I'm so thirsty, but because you're always drinking, which is actually quite nice.
Yeah.
But so you wait, my point is you're going to wake up in the middle of the night. Probably if you get to bed at a reasonable hour, you'll probably get up at 4:30. Like most of us did, but I always woke up in the middle of the night and had to pee, and I always grabbed an Ensure.
Yeah.
Get those calories in you, folks. Plan on it.
And you know what? Ensure is, if you look at it, and I could be wrong on this, look on the back. Some proteins either will say supplement facts because there's other things in it. Some will say nutrition facts. If you can find a protein, and there are a couple out there that say nutrition facts on the back, it is not a supplement. It is actually considered a food. So baby powder, you know, that is not a supplement.
Yep.
You know, when we're talking about food that goes into formula, you know, there are actually protein companies that make baby formula.
Yes.
Right. Yep. And it is considered a food. It is not a supplement. So once again, find food and you won't have to worry about the supplement issue.
Yeah, exactly that. So what you do is this, you go to the grocery store, because I've done this with some of my athletes that really are on a tight budget. When you're an E1 in the Navy and you're making $300 a month, you're on a tight budget. So go to the grocery store, get a box of powdered milk, go to the cookie section and buy lightly sweetened cocoa powder, okay? And then go to the baby section and get the rice cereal, a serving of each. You just made a 300-calorie, 25-gram carbohydrate meal replacement. You shake it up, leave it in your refrigerator, or don't, leave it out. Boom. You don't have a supplement. You have food.
Yeah.
So again, we want to, with all due respect, the center, its cadre and the medical staff, 100%. And I mean that, and I believe in that. And I don't want to contradict them, but if you can, and even one of those things where you already go through your LPO and say, hey, here's my plan, because this is going to be found in my room. I want to make sure ahead of time that the cadre and the medical staff are aware that I'm making this. So they don't come to room inspection and go, hey, Nichols, what the fuck? I thought we said no supplements. Yeah, instructor so-and-so or math chief's like, yeah, I understand, but we've already, oh, okay, got it, you're the guy. You know, just be respectful and say, listen, I'm going to follow the rules, but I also really care about my performance and my recovery, so can I do this? Now, you're not going to be the first person that's done this, which is why Stu and I said many times, it is likely you will never encounter a better medical staff in your entire life. The medical staff at Buds, they're there for a reason, and they are really good at what they do. So trust that they're doing what's best for you. Just work with them.
Yeah.
That's my thought. So, You know, and that's, you know, the supplement side, we kind of talked to electronics, you know, you're going to have your room in your room and you're going to have both of you are going to have a dresser, right? And your bed and little nightstand and lamps. Just keep the phone across. And it, you know, I'm not going to get into the science of like where it can disrupt your delta patterns, your brain. But here's the thing is, and you guys have all experienced this, you know, you set your phone down, you put it away from you, it may chime or vibrate and you're like, it's all the way across the room. I'm not going to get that. So if it's out of your reach, it then doesn't become a distraction as much as it would if it's like, it's just within reach. Okay. Right. So aside from the electrical waves and stuff, it can screw up your REM sleep just out of proximity. Yeah. Then you've eliminated the issue.
Plus, if you use your phone as your alarm system,
get your butt out of bed.
You got to get up out of bed to go do it anyway. So
that's when I get a hotel room. I always have it on the desk.
Yeah.
Because it gets me up. Yep. Okay. So those are some ideas for you guys to really start thinking about. Again, just like we talked about in a previous video, start that routine now. Be thinking right now, like, oh yeah, I'm totally going to go to a carpet store, or like, oh, okay. Identify the pillow now, right? Identify the bedding. You're going to be in a twin bed, right? Identify it now. Like what sheets, what comforter, what pillow do I want? Okay. What do I use ambient noise? Do I not? Like, find somebody that feels the same way. Experiment right now. Go to the grocery store. Start getting stuff that's a food that is in replacement of a supplement. And don't try to mix it and put it in a supplement. Or don't take your – because they've seen this. Don't take baby food box and put MyoPlex in it.
Yeah.
Because they're gonna look. They're going to taste it. So play by the rules. But approach it right now as a way to go, all right, well, I'm just going to create a plan that I know I can go with.
Right.
So
there you go.
That's sleeping for selection, or however, you know, that's kind of the, you know, and this is, again, it's buds, it's SFAS, it's PJ, it's combat controller, it's rescue swimmer, it's the police academy, it's the fire academy, all those sort of things. This is, and then after the fact, this is the same stuff I do to this day. Many of it, I've just refined it.
Yeah. You know, and there's one last thing that I just want to touch on, and that is slowing yourself down by learning how to breathe.
Yeah.
So box breathe.
Yep.
Big inhales, big exhales. Try to relax while you're doing this before you go to bed. You find that if you do this for 2 or 3 minutes, it's going to bring you down from where you might have been sympathetically charged and fired up for the day and excited for tomorrow. It just bring you back down, engage that parasympathetic side of your nervous system that you need to engage anyway at this period of time. And it'll put you in that right frame of mind and go to sleep. And then if your brain starts going crazy and you start thinking about things, you got to find that little happy place of nothing.
Yep.
You know, you got this little box to think of. Think about that box, and there's nothing in that box. And you actually just think of nothing, focus on your breathing. Boom. Next thing you know, you're asleep.
Yeah, I have my process for that I do every single night after I get out of the shower is this, and I use something that puts me in that state of mind, or it's a reminder. I got it on Amazon, it's $25, and I swear by it. If I had it at Bud's, man, it's a little acupuncture mat. It's called a bed of nails.
Oh, I've seen those, yeah.
Holy moly. I'm telling you, Stu, it's worth every penny.
Huh.
I stand on it every night, and I'm just like, it instantly improves my digestion. I can feel it. Like it sounds total bananas, but I took it to the Sornex Summer Strong, and people were standing around it going, oh my God, what is going on? This is amazing. Like someone had a migraine and she came, I go, just stand on it. Trust gone.
Yeah. All right.
And so every night, cause I'm relaxed out of my shower, I come downstairs, I get situated, cause I'm going to sit down and do some work, or I'm going to just chill out. I stand on that thing for 3 or 4 minutes, just stand there, and I breathe. And what you're going to find is your diaphragm's really going to open up standing on that thing. And I can really get that deep groin belly breath.
Right.
My mouth starts salivating. I'm like instantly parasympathetic, man. So,
I'm on.
Bed of nails on Amazon. It comes with like a little pillow. It's just, oh my goodness, man. Yeah. Like if I was hosting a performance clinic or something and I had speakers coming in, like I did at Liberty a couple weeks ago, or shoot, man, I'll, you know, with the TSAC that you're representing, I would gift them to my speakers. Oh. I had 10 speakers, I'd buy 10 of them. And I'm like, you're welcome. You know? But I would like have it. Certainly have had that at Bud's if I could have. All right. So all check right. it out, folks.
Yeah.
Bed of nails.
Bed of Amazon. Nails and get some sleep. You know, one thing you yep. can do is now while you're at home, still at home, if you're living at home or maybe you're living on your own before you go to join the Navy, is put all your favorite bedding in a box and mail it to yourself. Have somebody mail it to you when you get there. It'll be there whenever you arrive at Bud's on first or second day. And
I can't remember. We did get mail at Bud's sometimes with a package. You can't, basically went to the corner deck.
Yep.
And then you just give the center and a name and your Bud, you put a Bud's class number on it.
Yeah. We got mail. I mean,
pretty easy.
That was back when, snail mail was your form of communication.
Yeah.
Or telephones.
Yeah. So here's the thing too. My last piece is this, is that, hopefully you guys are under the impression that's like Bud's is not a prison. You know, you really carry on a pretty normal life considering, right? The amenities that life provides that we lean on, the communication with family, getting mail, all those sort of things. You do have a lot of freedom in Bud's. You really do.
And you also have freedom to go out and party every night if you wanted to.
If that's your cup of tea, man, just probably not stay away. I'd stay away from Tijuana. But other than that.
I wouldn't recommend it because, once again, recovery, we talked about that in the zero tolerance video. But
because we're talking about alkalinity of blood, man. The moment you consume alcohol, you've gotten a lot of hydrogen. You can't metabolize, can't metabolize food as well. Oxygen transport is really slowed.
And you're just ready to be inflamed.
Yep. Just straight inflammation. You drink alcohol, you're going to get tendonitis.
Yeah.
It will contribute to it directly. So this was a good one, folks. Hopefully you guys, again, here's the thing too, is in the comments, populate the comments with like, hey, this is what I always do. Like, keep feeding ideas to everyone because – again, Stu and I talk about, Stu just said it before, is that these are our experiences. We don't have all the answers, but cumulatively between Stu and I and all of you supporting he and I, and we have the answers are there for pretty much the entire population.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear your guys' ideas on how you prepare for sleep successfully.
Yeah. There you go.
Or mistakes you've made.
Yeah. Let us know your sleep ritual down below, everything you do. So yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right, Jeff, this was a good one. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you guys.